Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about not wanting to be a software engineer. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, I don't want to be a software engineer anymore, but I've invested so much into these skills. What would you say are some of the skills that I can transfer into different roles? Well, problem solving would be the boring, obvious answer, but then again, being a problem solver, that's not going to look all that well on your CV. I don't think there's anybody who is going to be like a PO or a carpenter or anybody like that who's not going to say that they're a problem solver. Oh, and resistant to stress is also a very popular thing to say when you don't have anything else to say. So hard skills that actually matter if you've been a software developer, it really comes down to what you've been doing. If you're a junior developer and all you've ever done is to work in like coding things, you practically have nothing. Well, coding skills are always attractive, but you're going to have to fill out your skill portfolio with other things. There are definitely roles that you could do where some coding skills are actually, like, that's an enormous benefit. You still have to have a focus on something else where your primary, like an example would be, I have tons of, the biggest interest for a lot of companies when they are hiring people who go into marketing is that they have basic coding skills. The reason is very simple, because if you're going to do digital marketing, most of what you're going to do is to research and do a lot of prep work and so forth, but we always come back to that same problem. Once it's time to execute, any digital company, if we're assuming now that you're still going to stay in IT, I mean, if you're going to go completely different, it might be a different story, but anything you want to do digitally, in a digital manner, is going to require some understanding of software and coding. And I have to this day never met a marketer or an analyst or like analytics type of person or a business insight person or any of these roles that I like to call supporting roles that didn't get blocked by the fact that they need the programmers to build them something. Every single time, it never fails. You can plan until you die, but the value is only going to be manifest itself once you get that script that gets you the metrics, or once you get that website up, or once you get this and that in place. Then you're always going to be dependent on the programmers, because they are the last, like they are the people who are going to do the thing for you. So if you have some basic coding skills, that's going to go a long way if you're in one of these other support roles. I mean, even in a team such as, like, if you're doing user relationship types of thing, if you're doing support, you're going to have use of coding skills, because you will be able to automate things. You will be able to implement your own tooling to improve your workflows and so forth. Any type of coding skills is useful whenever you're working, in many cases at the very least, with a computer. But with that said, I will tell you that the only time you're going to find like really profound transferable skills is if you all have already progressed from just being a code monkey or a basic coder until you have progressed to basically a team lead level. When you reach a certain seniority within software development, you will find that you have an opportunity, and almost everybody does, not all, it depends a little bit on the company, but in the bigger companies you will have an opportunity either presented directly to you, or it's going to be around and you can grab it, which is to get more involved in the planning of work. And that is a very quick segue for most developers to get into project management and working with stakeholders and all these sorts of things. And that environment is literally you getting free grooming for middle management. That is what most middle management goes through. They of course can have official training and so forth, but the environment is still the same. And in other words, if you're really good at that stuff, like inherently good at it, or you pay attention, you will get very far into like you will be surprised at how far or how close you can get to a administrative type of role. You can get there very quickly if you work at that level within an IT company. But if failing any of these things, or just for completeness sake, I will say that it's very likely that you're going to have to get some supplementary skills. One thing that is very nice about being a software developer is that, let's say for the sake of argument, that you don't like the coding, but you're okay with sitting at the computer, you're okay with doing the IT thing. Well, you're basically, if you're a programmer, you're basically a QA. Like, you will have the distance from you from a programmer to a QA is not that long. There is not that much you have to do to become a QA. In some cases, it means you don't actually need any extra education. You can just jump immediately. Same thing goes with IT support and things like that, because you've been exposed to a lot of digital concepts. The odds of you being able to adopt specific software or solutions and stuff like that is actually very high. So you might actually find that you can learn specific platforms or like off-the-shelf shelf solutions that people are actually working with. I mean, one of the most extreme case that I saw recently was they were looking for a Jira expert. A Jira expert. That's the full-time position working with just Jira, setting up boards and like tasks and workflows and stuff like that. I mean, that's basic. I mean, a monkey can do that if they go through basic training. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you don't want to be a software engineer anymore, the skills that are going to be easiest for you to transfer, I mean, of course, the coding skills is the obvious thing here, is if you progress to a point where you are now involved at the team level or at the company level, where you're actually doing a fair bit of management. You don't have to be like a human resources type of person. You just have to be involved in the planning of work. If you're at that stage, you're actually getting groomed very organically to be in management. That doesn't mean that you're ready for it, but you're in that environment, right? And those skills will transfer. Knowing how to talk to stakeholders, knowing how to schedule the right people and get them aligned and like planning out work and all that stuff. These are very, very powerful and useful things in practically any administrative role. If that's not for you and you want to do something that is still IT related, just the basic coding skills are a very nice supplement to any other education you might want to get. If you want to go into marketing, support roles or whatever, you can always leverage those coding skills in many cases if you're IT, if you're in a IT related sort of role. And then finally, I will say that you have quite a lot of exposure by being a programmer to digital products, which means that your inherent level and your sixth sense for digital products might be a lot higher than the average person. So you learning a role that is usually a little bit simpler to deal with than a full-time programming type of role, well, that's definitely something that you can look into. It's a very, I mean, for you to learn like an off-the-shelf type of solution for different types of customers or different types of companies should be fairly straightforward, because if you've learned how to code, just using a product should be fairly straightforward for you. So those are some options that you can consider if coding is not for you. Have a great day.